This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Widespread rain across the state helped crops and pastures last week, and there were some reports of minor flooding and ponding on fields in the southern part of the state, according to this week's state crop report. Statewide, the average temp was 74.5 degrees, about 1.5 degrees below normal. Precip averaged about 2 inches, and that was about 1.25 inches above normal. There were 4 days suitable for field work during the week ending July 10th. Topsoil moisture supply was 2% very short, 9% short, 79% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 2% very short, 12% short, 78% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn silking had reached 53%, a jump of 31 percentage points over last week's number, and corn condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 18% fair, 56% good, and 20% excellent. Soybeans blooming were at 39% compared to 28% last year, and soybean setting pods had reached 7%. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 19% fair, 58% good, and 16% excellent. Winter wheat harvest reached 95% complete compared to 79% last year. And now we'll check in with the agronomy sales manager for CHS, Reagan Weir, for our local crop report. According to Reagan, the rain came at just the right time last week for farmers, and the crops are doing fairly well.
We're kind of getting right in the middle of it here. We've got a lot of corn pollinating, and beans are in the R1 stage, are flowering pretty strong. We just did have some really timely rains, there a couple of weekends ago that hit kind of just in the nick of time for most of our crops. I think it was a pretty widespread rain event that brought a much needed rainfall to all of our area. Some more than others, but I think for the most part everybody got from an inch and a half up to 7 or 8 inches kind of across our trade territory. So the crops got soaked up a little bit and got them right in a good timing, for corn and bean both in production.
And how are the crops looking? Are we seeing any insect or disease pressure in either corn or beans?
Yeah, we're seeing some insects here and there. We're seeing some Japanese beetle in beans and corn both. Just a little bit of insect pressure in corn, but overall not too bad. Seeing a low disease pressure right now. Not too terrible much when we're scouting fields, but there is some gray leaf coming on. So we're watching that. We're at the stage right now that if guys are going to be spraying, and they're probably seeing a lot of planes in the air, and most of them would be doing fungicide applications for the hybrids that respond very well to that, and whatever systems that the farmer has. If he's corn on corn, it seems like the applications probably have a little bit better return on investment.
And I know most guys have been finished up for those that had wheat for a couple weeks now, but I believe all of that went pretty smoothly for you guys this year.
Yeah, it did. We did have a pretty big watch out on stripe rust in wheat, so that was flown on a month or so ago, and it really worked out well. Had a lot of guys that really noticed the areas of the fields that were applied versus not, and have heard up to 30, 40 bushel the acre, of an improvement in yield where it needed it. So that was a very good application, a very good timely decision for farmers that decide to go with that on wheat.
And, you said we're in the middle of growing season, seeing a little bit of insects, a little bit of disease. What is next on the agenda? What are you guys going to be working on within the next couple of weeks?
Well, as I said with corn, that during this time, the tassel time is the peak for fungicide application, and we do a fair amount of that, a lot of planes flying on that. The next step will be for the beans at R2 and R3, which will generally be from the middle of July to the first week of August. We do a lot of soybean fungicides anymore. Have had very good return on investment with fungicides on beans. So You know, we'll do several thousand acres of that. We also, I guess, in the weed side, we're seeing a few more water hemp as that game continues to change with resistant or tolerant water hemp that are resistant or tolerant to glyphosate herbicides. We're seeing some new technologies that are coming with Xtend and Enlist that are two technologies that we'll have hopefully within a year if everything's approved, the herbicide mixes and the seed for or the grain for everywhere in the world. So hopefully we'll have those in our back pocket next year, and we're needing them really bad. We're also seeing some increased acres of Liberty Link soybeans and seem to be doing a little bit better on water hemp with those also. So we're evaluating a lot of different treatments for water hemp, and that game is continuing to evolve and change. So more to come on that one.
Reagan Weir, agronomy sales manager for CHS. Up next, we'll hear some news from the Jersey County Fair after these messages. Well, Jersey County kicked off Fair Week activities with several livestock shows over the weekend and into Monday. On Saturday, July 9th, 4-H'ers competed in the rabbit and poultry shows, and we've got those results for you. The grand champion rabbit was shown by Cameron Little. Champion 4 class rabbit was shown by Whitney Leahy. Champion 6 class rabbit, Cameron Little. Junior showmanship was awarded to Emily Pryor. And senior showmanship went to Cameron Little. Moving on now to the poultry show results. Grand champion poultry was shown by Ava Pegram. The reserve grand champion shown by Lydia Reed. Grand champion waterfowl shown by Hunter Burton. Reserve grand champion shown by Cameron Little. And the grand champion market pen showed by Hunter Burton. On Monday, July 11th, so yesterday, 4-H'ers competed in the swine, sheep, goat, and beef shows. And we have all those results for you as well. The grand champion gilt was shown by Dylan Torrey. Reserve grand champion gilt also shown by Dylan Torrey. Grand champion market hog shown by Lena Hanold. Reserve grand champion market hog, Dylan Torrey. And junior showmanship was awarded to Carly Talley. Moving on to sheep show results, the grand champion ewe shown by Brianna Walsh. Reserve grand champion, Brianna Walsh. Grand champion lamb, Carly Talley. Reserve grand champion, Bailey Wadlow. And senior showmanship was awarded to Sally Reed. Moving now to the goat show results. The grand champion doe was shown by Ashton Wilson. Reserve grand champion, Madeline Thornsberry. Grand champion weather, Ashton Wilson. Reserve grand champion, Garrett Wilson. Junior showmanship, Jocelyn Kruger. And senior showmanship went to Madeline Thornsberry. And now finally, we've got the beef show results. The grand champion market beef shown by Ashley Moore. Reserve grand champion, Dylan Torrey. Grand champion heifer shown by Jamie Moore. Reserve grand champion heifer shown by Dylan Torrey. Junior showmanship was awarded to Clay Wadlow. Intermediate showmanship awarded to Bailey Wadlow. And senior showmanship went to Sarah Ritchie. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, the Jersey County Fair Parade starts at 6 p.m., and that's free admission. And the talent show starts at 8:15. And the admission prices for that for the grandstand adults is $5. Children 12 and under is $2. Or if you'd like to sit on the track, track seats are $6. And again, the talent show starting at 8:15 tonight. And before that is the County Fair Parade starting at 6 p.m. with free admission. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.